All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, a friend of the program, Congressman Charlie Rangel, Democratic representative for the 13th District of New York. Congressman Rangel, welcome back to America's Radio News.
We got to make sure, Chris, where the heck you going? There's no place after New York.
Thank you, Congressman. Yes, so for those that don't know, it's my last day on the air with America's Radio News. And Congressman, before I get started on the interview, sir, I just want to say that part of the thrill has been talking with you. Not a lot of Democrats come on this program and state their views as plainly as you do. And a lot of, you know, we've still been trying to get Harry Reid onto the program, but he's not come on. But you've never been shy, Congressman Rangel, and you're one of my favorite folks to come on an interview, and I really appreciate you spending time with us here on America's Radio News.
Well, you're very kind. I'm going to miss you, but I do wish you good luck no matter what you decide to do with your career.
That means a lot,
Congressman. I'm ready. What's up?
Well, you know, you're on the Ways and Means Committee chairman there, or you have been in the past, Joint Commission on Taxation as well. And I got to tell you, a lot of people that watch financial markets shaken by what they've decided to do in Cyprus. Here's a government that's in trouble financially. They decide to take money that has already been taxed and that is in savings accounts and then just take 40% right off the top. A lot of folks worry that this may be a solution that lawmakers here in the United States might consider in the future. Can you allay their fear, sir?
Holy mackerel. Listen, our country is in trouble, Chris, fiscally, but please, not Cyprus. We're the number one powerful economic and military country in the world, and we don't have a whole lot of Russian hoodlums depositing in our bank as they do in Cyprus, which is basically a money laundering type of operation. People can be critical of the United States of America, but we have to realize everybody wants to come into America and nobody's leaving. So we're going to have incidences, some are funny, some are cool, all over the world. But I think we have a pretty good handle on where we are, and any pain that we are suffering right now is self-inflicted as we find the private sector slowly but definitely recovering. It seems insane to believe that our government would be dragging its feet, not joining in, not creating jobs, not putting people back to work, not having consumers be able to get rid of their bent-up desires that they have. So Not when you're leaving, you're not going to have us talk about Cyprus, are you, Chris?
Well, let's talk about another hot topic. The President of the United States, President Barack Obama, coming out yesterday, not wanting to let this whole idea of some type of gun legislation getting passed in the United States Senate, something that he would say substance. Senator Rand Paul coming out saying, look, it's not enough just to pass something. Let's pass something that will actually have a chance of stopping tragedies like the Sandy Hook Elementary Massacre. Why don't you weigh in? Tell us where you stand on this.
Well, first of all, I don't think that there's anyone that would challenge, except the National Rifle Association, that anyone buying a dangerous weapon that has been used to hurt and destroy people's lives, that they should be some type of a check to make certain that they're not mentally ill. Now, even though a 5 or 6-year-old kid, anyone would agree that this just makes sense, somehow the National Rifle Association had enough, imagination. And so, and the whole idea, I fought in combat, I use automatic weapons, and I haven't gone hunting. But why someone would need a multi-magazine automatic military weapon to shoot animals, I'll never, never understand. But it just seems to me that a country as great as ours should not have the highest number of people in jail or the highest number of people that are killed with firearms.
Yeah, Congressman Charlie Rangel, I want to say again, first off, happy Good Friday and happy Easter to you, sir. It has been a thrill and an honor to interview you several times here in my tenure at America's Radio News. And I think it's only fitting that you were the last interview of a politician that I have here at the network. So, Congressman, all the best to you. Hopefully our paths cross again in the future, sir.
I'm greatly honored. I look forward to seeing you again, Chris. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.